Harry and Stavro Karagiannis continue to make Surf and Sirloin the same amazing place to dine that it's been for 23 years. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week, serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
Club Fitness has something for everybody and an incredible February offer. Get 2-for-1 enrollment or 50% off individual enrollment when you join by February 16th.
2-for-1? So I could join with my BFF?
Or family member? Or your Valentine?
About that.
No worries. Club Fitness has always given members some love with free kids club and 24-hour access.
24/7? I've got a date with Club Fitness.
2-for-1 enrollment or 50% off individual enrollment. Join by February 16th. Some restrictions apply.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Hey guys, Florida Man here. Make sure you catch all the action as the Morning After heads down to Jupiter, Florida, February 12th through the 16th for the Cardinals spring training. All of the spring training content is brought to you by Budweiser, the Post Sports Bar, JMH Law Firm, Grand Cru Cigars, DB Sports Bar, and Glen Ed Penske Truck Rental. Missed some of the show? Don't worry. All show segments are available for download at 590thefan.com. Come on in. The water's warm.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. Fresh steak, fresh sausage, fresh kebabs, fresh ground beef, fresh salmon burgers. We cut, grind, and prepare them in the store every day. Our apologies. This will put immense pressure on your side dishes. This week, get our Meat Masters Value Pack fresh regular ground beef for just $2.99 a pound or less. Ground fresh daily, sold in packages of 3 pounds or more. Schnucks, fresh every day.
Oh. Hey.
Let's get down to some business, Hill.
This is Tom from Salt and Smoke.
Okay.
Have you been to the Hamptons? It's cool. Jay-Z and stuff.
That's right, that's right.
You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me? Hurt my feelings!
Salt and Smoke now also has happy hour with $2 shots and barbecue sliders from 9 to 11 or 12 p.m. Post Meridian.
You said that with a straight face?
After Meridian.
It's the year of the tortoise and the hare. New dealers are racing down the fast lane to cash in on the crop of first-time RV buyers. Meanwhile, tortoises like Byerly RV are plodding along, servicing two or three generations of RV customers. Shopping for an RV shouldn't feel like running the gauntlet. If you feel the pressure, slow down. Take a detour. I forget, how did that race turn out? We are Byerly. RV sales, service, parts, and rentals since 1948. Byerly, a local family employee-owned RV dealer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life,
you gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com. Eureka, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from. and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had jumbo shrimp with a Cajun barbecue butter? A dish that's so outrageous you need a loaf of Fazio's French bread for dipping into the sauce once the shrimp are gone. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Yeah, between your legs.
Old school. Isn't that old school? Hair between your legs? I mean. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Valentine's Eve edition of Pinions Playhouse on this February 13th, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 43 locations. And in a moment, I will give you a couple of reasons why you might want to consider joining the thousands and thousands of us who've decided to make this the place we do all our banking, because it's a great place to bank. But first,
hey!
At the control board, direct from Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limey. Phillips, Trevor, say hello to... I would say hello to Lisa, if I were you. She wrote that nice complimentary email to you. Take it away.
Well, hello, Lisa. I hope you're having a very nice day, and I hope your Valentine's Day is extra special tomorrow.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? Don't leave your mom out. She'll email me.
Happy birthday. No, not happy birthday. I don't know why I almost said happy birthday, Mom. It's nowhere near my mom's birthday.
Can you start this over?
Yeah, no, Tim, shut up. Have a good day, Mom. How are you?
Let me say it for Tim. Come on, six. Come on, six. Around the room we go. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Uh-oh, I had a little hiccup there.
Starting over
again. I know, retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
And then after you started over, you stumbled. See, Stiefel is a member.
I know.
That's okay, though. We'll edit that out. Nobody will ever hear it. And do not make the comment I know you're thinking of making.
I know. No.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Make it.
You just heard another award-winning newscast from Tim Woodburn. Oh, yeah. He's a newsman. But he's more than that. That's right. In real life, he's a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Gateway Investigations is my firm here in St. Louis. We've been in business for 10 years. And one of the things that we do to help people out is if somebody has a restraining order against somebody and you think they're violating it, we can help you get the evidence to get them arrested or sanctioned. Give me a call or shoot me an email, 314-238-1367 or tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right. Stop, if you would stop the music before I introduce Bill. I'm going to show you the kind of restraint that I have, Bill, and how much I care about your feelings.
Oh, okay. Right.
I almost did something.
I know better.
I almost did something earlier, but I chose not to do it. So I'm going to tell you what I didn't do, what I could have done, but I chose not to. After I made the comment about, you were talking about the little miniature of figures, and I said, oh, to you, they're life-size. I almost did this, but I didn't. I'm not going to. I was going to tell people the first time I ever met you that you came up to me and said, oh, I somehow knew who I was and recognized me. I'll never forget where it was. They were having a sale in the little boys' clothing department at Target. I was in there buying clothes for my grandson, and you were in there looking at some little jeans and stuff.
Did you have Garanimals?
But I didn't do it. See.
Little jeans.
And of course, you didn't have a grandson.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helton.
Garanimals. But I didn't do it. Start the music again. That's just, I wanted to let people know.
Man, well, I appreciate
there are certain
that.
Things. I draw the line certain places. Well, let's see here. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Bill, I'm sorry. Bill, Bill Cleveland. Now I'm sorry. Say hi to everybody, Bill.
Well, I do want to say hi to everyone. I know my little playhouse theme didn't work out, though, but I did have a suggestion. No.
No, we decided not to do that. Go ahead, Bill.
No, my suggestion was that when you introduced me that maybe you could play a marching band, but that was just...
See, that's so inside. I know. That is so inside. Folks, I wish we could tell you what that meant.
But
we can't. A handful of you will know what that meant.
I'd like to know.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
We'll tell you later.
Now stop the music again. I want to share something. These mysterious packages that are being mailed, this happened before. Who was in office when they were doing all that anthrax powder stuff in the mail?
Wasn't it George Bush the
President
second?
Bush, I think.
Yeah.
Now here we are again with people receiving these powders, and you never know, it could be anthrax or some other toxic thing. And I know people are wondering, well, Frank, how do you deal with your mail? You're so famous, you probably get a lot of threatening stuff. Well, I'll tell you, and Hebe came up with this. I have Dan open all my mail.
Yeah.
That way, if there's anything in there that would kill you, if I see Dan drop over, I don't touch that package.
Yeah.
And if Dan lives, then he hands it on over to me. And I will never be able to repay you. That's such an ingenious. Thank you, Hebe. Yeah. Hebe Jimenez came up with that idea.
Yeah, thank you, Hebe.
Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Thank you, Bernice. And, of course, the one and only... He's still not free from this. It's not a restraining or a gag. It's not a gag order. He's prohibited from talking about his abduction until the FBI cuts him loose. So for now, this is all I can say, right, boy?
Jeez.
Wow, it's like the good old days. Good to have you back here. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Brought to you by... First Community Credit Union, it's a terrific place to bank. What does that mean? What does that mean anyway? Yeah, a great place to bank. Don't they all have, check? That's another thing, like the key one day will be in a museum. What's a key? What do people use keys for? I think checking accounts. That's going to fall by the wayside, especially checkbooks. We're not going to need those. We don't probably need them now. But you can still have them and pick out your checks and the colors. Of course, you can also get a debit card, credit card, loans, home loan, second mortgage, car loan, all that stuff. It's a place to bank, for goodness sakes. And it's a great place to bank and a stable place to bank and very competitive with their rates. And I'm not sure why it is. Some people pick one place to bank over another. I think initially it's whatever's close to you. Like if you change jobs or you move, you go, oh, there's a bank right around the corner or a credit union. So you go there. So it doesn't matter anymore because whatever the reason was, you don't need it anymore. You can do all your banking online. If you want to go in, go in. I go in. Drive through, of course. They have all that stuff. They have all the stuff that any competitive bank would have. But we think... We meaning those of us who are members, we think it's a better place to bank. The only way you're going to understand what that means is become a member. That's right, we're called members. We're not just customers, we're members. And we, together as members, actually own First Community Credit Union. It is nonprofit. It is owned by the members. You can't sell your part
But the reason I think that's important is they answer to us, not to some owners. We're the owners. That's why I think you'll notice a little difference in the level of service. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations. And small businesses, they'd love to be your business partner. Check into that, too, firstcommunity.com. Larry Connors comes on right after we get off at 6 o'clock. Here are a couple of things Larry's going to be talking about tonight. A listener apparently took his sick child to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician asked, do you have any guns in your home? Do you think that should be a question that a doctor should be allowed to ask you? You can let Larry know what you think about that. Also, Larry and Montel Williams are apparently in some kind of a Twitter feud. Anybody know about this?
No.
Larry will tell you the details, and you can decide if Montel is right or if Larry is right. And there's one school that's telling girls, if a boy asks you to dance at the Valentine's party, you have to say yes. How does that fit in with the Me Too movement? Doesn't seem to fit very well. Larry Connors, if you've never heard the show, you're missing one of the best prepared radio hosts that I've ever listened to. This guy works very hard putting this together. It's a really good show. There's some politics in there, too, but I will save that. We'll talk about that plenty another time. When people correct me about misuse of a word, or I got a few emails about where it's at, and one was a teacher. I can't believe that Tim defended using where it's at. Every time I hear that commercial, that's all I can think of, horrible grammar. So I just want to let you know that it is not proper grammar in that commercial. Otherwise, it's a really good commercial, and it makes me really hungry, and that's a great place to eat. So speaking of words, sometimes I misuse a word. My last great offense was the word literally. Now my daughter does it, and I'm going to try to stop her. And my wife does it. And 2 days ago, after my wife said, I was literally so tired, I said, stop it. Stop it. I said, you're doing what I did, until a listener emailed me and said, Frank, you used the word literally completely in the wrong way, out of context. And when they explained to me what I was doing, I stopped it. I stopped it right then. Literally, you can't say, so I was literally exhausted. That doesn't make any sense. But you can say, wow, I looked up to the sky, the clouds were dark, and a puppy landed in my arms. It was literally raining cats and dogs. That is how you use the term. So to the listener who stopped me months ago, thank you. Which brings me to the fact that I do not have a college degree, and there are lots of words I don't know the meaning of. Now, years ago in the 70s, when KSLQ hit the airwaves and made a huge splash in this town, top 40 station, KSLQ, it was 98 on the dial. It was later changed to other call letters, but they had billboards, and they had, if I remember, Volkswagen Beetles.
Oh, yeah, they did.
That were painted, and it had ubiquitous on them. I had no idea what that meant, ubiquitous. And then eventually I figured out that it was a play on the word ubiquitous, which I didn't have any idea what that meant either. Limey, do you know what ubiquitous means?
I haven't got a clue.
All right, that's a good, honest answer. Yeah. I didn't either. Dan, do you know what ubiquitous means?
It has to do with a big pen.
No.
Ubiquitous.
I actually don't know either.
I don't know.
Tim probably knows. Tim probably secretly looked it up.
It sort of means, without looking it up, I know how I would use it in a sentence. The ubiquitous means it's everywhere. It's all around
exactly.
You at all times.
Exactly. That's exactly what it means. Tim Woodman,
yeah. Wow.
Not just a private investigator, not just a newsman, but a wordsmith. He's smart. That's exactly what it means, but I didn't know that. And here's the reason I didn't know it. I was raised in Tennessee. Till I was 15 years old, I lived in Tennessee. Not once did anybody down there ever use words like ubiquitous. We were lucky to get to grade school. Ubiquitous was not a word. It was ever taught to me in school. Not a word I ever heard in a sentence so that I would look it up. And I wasn't a great student, didn't read a lot of books, so I never stumbled on it in a book and had to go, I'm going to look that up. What does ubiquitous mean?
Ubiquitous down there at the general store last night. I saw you. That was
idiots.
Six is
33 minutes.
No, no. Let him Let him feel the burn.
When you have
let
to explain what.
No,
you
hold
just
on,
said.
Bill. Hold it. Let's just be quiet. Let him feel the burn. Listen. Listen to nothing. Listen. How's that feel, Dan?
See, feels okay.
Typical man. He just started playing harmonics. You can't hurt him. We've tried. You can't hurt him. We try to hurt him, and we can't. All right. I'm going to get to some interesting wedding stats here because tomorrow is Valentine's Day. But I real quickly, I want to make one quick comment about Lindsey Vonn. I want the USA to get as many gold medals as anybody, but I have a tough time rooting for her, and I'm going to tell you why. I actually hope she wins, but I can't root for her the way I can athletes who keep their mouth shut about politics. Last December, in case you forgot it, in an interview, Lindsey Vonn said that she is representing the United States. She's not representing our president. There was no reason to say that. I don't care. Look, I said before, I liked Bill Clinton as much as anybody until I realized he was a liar. The philandering didn't bother me, but the lying did. Yet after that, if I had had an invitation to go to the White House, are you kidding? Yes. I don't care if Bush is in there, Obama's in there. It's an invitation to the White House. So, just like Tom Hanks, who said, I would decline an invitation for a private screening of The Post, the latest movie he's in, if Trump called and asked me, I wouldn't. And Lindsey, why don't you just shut up and ski? You're an unbelievable athlete. There's so much to admire about you. You've been hurt and hurt again and injured, and you've come back from stuff most people who aren't superhuman couldn't come back from. Why do you have to say, I'm representing the United States, I'm not representing our president? And she made it clear in a CNN interview that she would not attend the White House if she wins a gold medal. Okay, fine. Just don't attend. Why do you have to say that?
But I thought that that's what the athletes do anyway. They represent the United States.
Yeah, she didn't have to say that. We know you represent the United States. We didn't have to add in there, I'm not representing our president. Nobody's representing their leader of their country. They're representing the country. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. All right. Dan, didn't you say that you're going to take a vacation down to Arkansas, somewhere where you go find diamonds, you dig for diamonds? Was that you?
Yeah.
It's a scam. That's in my book.
It's a scam.
It's one of the things they do.
No.
It kind of is a scam, but I think from time to time they plant a diamond so somebody will find it. That's what I think. But nonetheless, it could be fun. Check this out. Did anybody else see this diamond that they just found up in the high elevations of South Africa? Did you see that?
No.
9,900 feet. There's a diamond mine up there. Northern Lesotho. I don't know where it's the Letsing mine. They pulled out of there a 910-carat diamond.
Wow.
Size of two golf balls if you melted them and put them together. Now, check this out. It's been classified as a D color. On the color scale of diamonds, it starts at D. It doesn't start at A, it starts at D. D is the clearest, most colorless white diamond you can. It's the highest grade of color you can have. So the first thing I wanted to know when I read this, and I finally found it, is I want some expert to tell me, what is that diamond worth? Now, the value is going to be in, how is it going to be broken up? What's it going to be turned into? How many stones? How big are the stones? But just as it sits, 910 carats of perfect clarity, D color, $75 million.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Crap.
Wow.
What? How'd you like to pull that out of the ground?
Can you imagine how fat she'd have to be, how fat her fingers would have to be for you to put a ring on her hand?
Oh, that would
well, be you couldn't. Yeah, you
wouldn't
couldn't
be able to wear it.
Really
it's,
big
it's going to be... It's going to be cut up, broken up, and made into other diamonds. Or it's going to be polished up and whittled down into one beautiful round stone or something, put on display somewhere. But holy mackerel.
Now, how big was the Hope Diamond? That was like the biggest thing, I don't know how many years ago.
It wasn't
the
this
Smithsonian.
Big. I don't think it was this big. This is the same mine, by the way, in the last 11 years, has produced more than 60 stones that are at least 100 carats.
Wow.
Dan, you got to get to South. Forget Arkansas. You got to get to South Africa.
Yeah.
I don't know. That, I don't think they let the public nose around there.
The Hope Diamond was only 45 and a half carats.
Hmm. Well, not even close to 910. All right. Wedding stats. 99% of the proposing is done by men. See? As it should be. As it should be. What do you think is the biggest month for proposals? What month of the year?
December.
The highest percentage for... Way to go, Limey. Oh, it is December. Yeah. How long do you think the average engagement in this country lasts?
About a year.
3 years.
2 years.
10 months.
Again, Limey's closest. 15 months. Bill, what did you say? Sorry.
2 years. I said 2 years.
Well, you're wrong.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
Again.
So. Cost of the average engagement ring as of the end of 2017 in the United States. Average cost of an engagement ring. Anybody?
$1,500.
$3,500.
$4,000.
$6,000.
Bill, you win $6,163.
Hey. Wow.
The average engagement ring. My wife's engagement ring would cost nothing because there wasn't one. That's the truth. There wasn't one.
Oh, boy.
This is the part that I know it's true because I have a daughter and I have sons. Median age for women to marry for the first time, 29 years old. And for grooms, it's 31.
Wow.
I got married at 21. My wife was 19.
I got married at 28. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I'm never getting married.
I already told you the answer to this. Average amount spent on a traditional wedding in this country, gentlemen who are the fathers of daughters like me, brace yourselves. Average wedding,
$35,329.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, just the low.
Most popular month for wedding, October, followed by September, followed by June. Only 33%, one-third of weddings actually take place in a church or religious institution. The others are on the beach, in a courthouse, whatever. And Dan, here's good news for you as an actual person who, by law, can marry people. Mm-hmm. 43%, almost half of weddings are officiated by a friend or family member rather than a professional like clergyman or something.
Wow.
So that would be people like you.
By the way, we mentioned this before, my
daughter has already said if she gets married, she wants you to do the ceremony.
I know, she told me that.
How does that work? You just got some certificate
actually,
online?
Actually, I know.
How did that,
you get a card.
You go online and you are a
Google
I think it shouldn't be this way, but the Universal Life Church, you send them a little small check and they send you a certificate. You answer a question or two and you are licensed to marry people.
Yep, I did it.
On one hand, it doesn't seem right, but on the other hand, who cares? What difference would it make?
My best friend is an ordained minister. I went to high school with him. He's an ordained minister in Wisconsin. He does weddings, and I asked him, shut your face. I asked him, how many times a year do you have somebody walk out on wedding day? And he said it happens at least once a year.
No.
Once a year. So somebody on changes the their day. Once a year. What was the time of that story?
During the ceremony? During the ceremony?
No, I mean just like day of.
Day of.
Like,
yeah, okay. Yeah, like just bailing.
Yeah, once a year.
You better leave town before her daddy gets
home. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Average amount spent on a wedding gift, $70 to $100. 88% of people in this country marry at least once. And then there are people like Dan and other people who marry more than once. A third of everybody who will get married this year has been married before. How about that? Mm-hmm. One third of all weddings are at least a second marriage.
Where's the divorce stat?
I don't have those. It's romantic.
Yeah, romance.
And I wonder what people spend on their second wedding, like the average cost of that.
It's in here. It's down in here deep somewhere.
Are you supposed to bring a gift to a second wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
I don't know.
I don't know. Who pays for the wedding? This is interesting. In only 19% of the cases, it's the bride's parents. Yes!
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Nearly a third, 32%, the brides and grooms pay for it themselves, and 15%, the parents share the cost. 48% of couples now launch a wedding website. That doesn't surprise me. Of course they do. 98% of couples register for wedding gifts. Average amount spent on wedding bands, not the engagement ring, but the two wedding bands. Average amount on both together.
I'm going to go with...
I'll go 1500.
I'll go also
Dan
1500.
Wins. Damn. You both win $1,575. All right. Fathers of daughters who will be getting married. Average amount spent on a bridal gown in this country.
$1,000 to... No, wait. $1,000. Yeah, $1,000.
About $2,000.
$2,800.
In between the Dan and Limey, $1,564.
All right, I'll take that.
And the rest is one out of every four weddings is a destination wedding. That's becoming very popular, and I'll tell you why. It's less expensive, and it's spectacular, and you have fewer people, and it's just an all-around good idea, I guess, depending on... where you go, and that's pretty much it. I'm looking to see.
Destin, Florida is a big destination for weddings.
Florida is the number two here in this country. Here are the three top destinations, if you want to call them destinations. But the three top places people go if they're leaving town to get married. Number one is Las Vegas, 80,000 weddings a year. Number two is Hawaii. And number three is Florida. And Hawaii, by the way, at number two, doesn't even come close to Vegas. Vegas at 80,000, Hawaii at 20,000 weddings. So it's number two. There you go. And I have more for tomorrow, including why it's called the honeymoon. Where did that come from? And it actually has to do with the two words honey and moon. And it's not a joke like, honey, don't moon me. We just got married. It's not anything like that.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's the perfect joke. For the day before Valentine's Day, because it is a story of two married men. And they know each other, and they see each other in a grocery store. And each one looks at the other one and realizes that they each have a black eye. We'll just call them Bob and Jack. And Bob looks at Jack, Jack, how'd you get the shiner? He says, my wife gave it to me. What about you? He goes, same thing. My wife gave me mine. What the heck? How'd you get yours? He said, I misspoke. He says, yeah, me too. Go ahead. Give me your story. He says, well, Bob says, my wife and I were at the airport at the ticket counter, and I couldn't help it, man. The gal behind the counter, what a rack. Boy, she had a body. What this unbelievable... boobs. I just kept staring at them and trying not to, because my wife's standing there right next to me. And then when she finally said, can I help you? What I meant to say was, yes, two tickets to Pittsburgh. But what came out was, two pickets to Pittsburgh, please. And then my wife hit me right in the face. What about you, Jack? He says, well, similar. We're at the dinner table, and what I meant to say was, Pumpkin, would you please pass the potato pancakes? But what came out was, you fat, ugly pig, you ruined my life.
I failed check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by CarStar Auto Body Repair. Accident northbound 170 at Natural Bridge. They cleared the crash northbound 170 at Frost. Accident wrapped up southbound 270 past 44, but you're solid north of Olive through Manchester. Eastbound 64 backing up Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Your car faces daily dangers on the road when accidents happen. CarStar Auto Body Repair experts are here to help. They'll take care of your entire repair from towing to rental car to expertly repaired vehicle, all backed by a national warranty. Call 1-800-CARSTAR or visit CarStar.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end.
Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Roger Dean Stadium is now Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. New face, same great place. The Cardinals, the Marlins, spring training 2018. Individual game tickets, season tickets, mini plans, and groups are all on sale now. Don't miss out. Catch all your favorite players in action. The countdown to spring has started. First game kicks off on February 23rd at 1:05 p.m. Visit RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com for more info or swing by the ticket office today.
Hey guys, Florida Man here. Make sure you catch all the action as the morning after heads down to Jupiter, Florida, February 12th through the 16th for the Cardinals spring training. All of the spring training content is brought to you by Budweiser, the Pump Sports Bar, JMH Law Firm, Grand Cru Cigars, DB Sports Bar, and Glenn Ed Penske Truck Rental. Missed some of the show? Don't worry. All show segments are available for download at 590thefan.com. Come on in. The water's warm.
Finally, St. Louis, finally the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
I know you know what that music means. And it's time to go to Southern California. Mike Evans standing by. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Smart guys made reservations a while back for dinner tomorrow night at Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, are only closed on Monday. And you know what, though? Maybe you didn't make reservations. You can still do a gift card. Ooh, you hand her a gift card to Annie Gunn's and say, one stipulation, you can only use it with me. Mm-hmm. Putty in your hands. She's putty in your hands. They sell thousands of gift cards all year long. And I can't think of a better time to get one than Valentine's Day. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Again, they're only closed on Monday. Gift card's always a good idea. Would you please say hello and give a big old 590 the fan welcome to Mike Evans, everybody. Yeah. So for anybody who didn't hear earlier but heard your segment yesterday, the conclusion to the Jenna Fisher issue is this. Yes, she was interested in law at one time and thought she might want to be a lawyer, went to Truman State, started off with her major as pre-law and changed it to theater, but somehow ended up with a degree in journalism. So everybody wins. And that's the end of the Jenna Fisher saga. So there you go.
Pop quiz. Yeah, fine. Pop quiz theme all week long, focus on celebrities who either have a movie currently out or have one coming out on Friday. Forrest Whitaker. I like Forrest Whitaker.
I do too.
Yeah.
Forrest Whitaker stars in Black Panther. Opens Friday. What surprising thing has Forrest Whitaker accomplished away from acting? Is he now a licensed veterinarian? Is he a pilot? Accomplished chef? Or black belt in karate? Answer in just a minute. Movie news still ridiculous that Hollywood is planning on making 3 Charles Manson movies. But I'll tell you what's even more ridiculous. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise are attached to 2 of these movies.
Oh.
Don't they have attached better things to do than make a movie about Charles Manson, Brad Pitt, and Tom Cruise?
I think Tom Cruise would make a decent Charles Manson.
No, no, I don't think he means playing. I don't think he means playing Manson. I think he means attached, like producing the movie.
Oh.
Right? How do you mean attached?
They're going to act in these movies.
Just being a part of the movie.
Limey, you're right.
They're acting in these movies.
Well, maybe they're good enough. We'll see how good actors they are.
Shia LaBeouf. has written, produced, directed, and will star in a movie called Honey Boy. It's a story about his childhood in general and his father in particular, an out-of-control, violent drunk pile. I got to give you some personal knowledge about his mother, who is no afternoon at the beach, but I've had dealings with her. But she's a sweetheart compared to the dad. The dad quit high school to become a rodeo clown. Then he just kept getting arrested and charged with felonies, so finally he went to prison for quite a while for rape.
Oh.
This is Shia LaBeouf's father. He's going to get even by making a movie about him. Hollywood Publicist Survey have announced the five all-time worst actresses, but I think they've narrowed it down to actually the last 10 years. Number five, Kim Kardashian.
Indeed. Oh, does she get a boner? Do we give her one?
No.
Okay.
She's a skank.
You call that a boner?
She's a skank.
I'm just saying.
She is a skank, but she's a hot skank.
Right?
I disagree. I she does not appeal to me at all.
She has nice butt.
She's hot. She may not appeal to you.
Parts of her are appealing, yeah.
Right. I'll tell you, a couple glasses of wine and she come crawling in your bed.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for
your
burritos.
Here comes the angry inch, dog.
Mm-hmm. No.
Agree.
Number four, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, all right.
No.
Why not?
No.
You know what?
Big girls need love, too.
Exactly.
Big girls need love, too.
Yeah.
Number three, Pamela Anderson.
Oh, God.
No.
In her day.
Right.
Not now. No, not now. Not now. No, in her day, but not now.
Number two, Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And number one, and Frank Opinion has a thing for this woman. I mean, he is. I don't think he
Rosie
will
O'Donnell?
Admit it, but I
it
think
Rosie.
Oprah.
Rosie. I think he fantasizes about her.
Oprah.
Hillary.
Janet Reno.
Hillary.
Number one.
Janet Reno.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah,
I think she's a
no kidding.
And you see, we've talked about this years and over the years. She turns me off just because she has a size 13 foot.
Who cares?
Wow, that's a big
foot. I ain't
going
to get in bed with no woman has no 13 foot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You say that now.
Those are longer than my fingers, longer than my...
Easy.
OST white legs. Bone. Never you know down. What I'm saying?
Longer than the segment.
you see, now there, I want you to realize
hurt.
This is
that hurt.
Being mean.
That was good,
I'm
though.
Not the mean one here.
That hurt
Tim
us all.
Is the mean person here.
That was directed at everybody but Tim.
Show business. The old days, there used to be strict moral clauses and actors' contracts. 20 years ago, they started trimming them back. In fact, most of the studio contracts only dealt with addressing felony arrests. However,
and there's always a however in life.
With all the new sexual accusations, very, very, very strict moral clauses are back as regular procedure in contracts now.
Right.
More comments from Olympic commentators. I had no idea what they're talking about. I'm going to tell you what they said. You tell me. Just tell me the sport they're talking about. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
She popped a great jump.
Ski jumping.
Oh, yeah, the ski jumping.
Ice skating.
Yeah.
Ice skating.
Mm. Ice skating?
Huh. Oh. I guess they do jump in that.
Yeah.
He had a great dig at the handles.
Oh,
that's that
luge?
What they call it when they ski off the big ramp and downhill and go into the air.
No, I'll say the luge.
I'll say curling.
The answer is the luge. They use handles to get going.
Damn.
They grab the handles. There will be a very delicate measure at the button.
That might be
that's
curling.
That's curling.
Spelunking.
Almost like some kind of skiing.
It's curling. That middle circle is called the button.
Mm-hmm.
And if two stones are close, they'll measure to see which one's closest to the middle.
Right.
Okay. New York Post headline above a photograph of a 6-foot cake that looks exactly like a female newlywed. The cake cost $25,000 to make and won the international most beautiful elaborate cake ever made.
Aww.
New York Post headline screamed, "You may now eat the bride."
Oh, no, I don't like that. That's dirty. Edit that out. That's dirty.
I'm talking about my cake. I'm talking about my cake. Taking out that cake.
That's too dirty for this show.
Uh-huh.
Referencing the...
Oh, my God.
And finally...
I-52.
Take that stuff over to Charlie Brenner.
Everybody know that you make note how Tim attacked me today.
No, I didn't.
We all heard it. No, I heard it.
He did.
We heard it.
He openly attacked you.
Just doing my show.
He attacked everybody. He attacked everybody.
I was agreeing that those are big feet.
And finally,
Forrest Whitaker has accomplished something other than acting. Is he a licensed veterinarian? Is he a pilot? Is he a chef? Or is he a black belt in karate?
Limestone. I'm going to go with black belt karate.
I'm going to say chef.
No, nobody with a lazy eye is going to have a black belt. I'll go chef.
I say karate. Oh,
Bill?
Wow. Karate.
Bill?
Karate.
I'm going to go chef because he's the size of a lot of very famous chefs. I'll go chef.
Making fun of somebody that has a lazy eye?
It wasn't me.
I know. It's the mean
Tim.
One.
Way to be Tim. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Answer is a black belt in karate. Hey, hey, I'm back in my life. Taking the high road.
I've got a lazy eye, babe. I dig you cats.
Okay, to be fair, anybody who doesn't know what Dan is doing, that's his Sammy Davis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, I had to tell him.
I know.
What it is. Dan, what you got to realize is we're rapidly approaching a time when a lot of the audience, Sammy who? They don't even know who that is, Sammy Davis Jr. And it's actually a really decent impression. Give it to him again.
I dig you cats, man. I've got my eye on you.
Not bad.
No, he lost that. He lost his eye in a car wreck. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he only had one
patch.
Eye.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Sammy Davis Jr. only had a glass eye, and he for a while after it happened, he wore a patch, and it was Frank Sinatra who.
And he became an attorney.
Then he married. And then he married Hair Lip.
What?
I'm off the show. No, I'm no longer the host.
You should have stopped at that Mike Evans jab. That was your best stuff today. Stop there.
One eye,
hair lip. You ever heard that joke?
No, but we can't tell that joke.
Oh.
It's politically incorrect.
First of all, you can't say hair lip.
No, you have to say cleft palate.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad.
it's a great old joke. It is a great old joke. And I've never told it on the air simply because it's not funny if the response is, cleft palate. It's not as funny.
There's a clean version of that joke, I can tell you. I mean, there's a clean version where they're at the prom and they're too shy to ask each other to date. That's the clean version.
Oh.
But where's the marching band when you need it?
2 minutes. Ah! Yeah. We got 2 minutes.
Six. Come on, six.
Hang on here. I think I can tell the joke saying cleft palate, and it's still funny. And here's basically the short version of the joke.
Right.
It's the two shy people at the dance, and he's so self-conscious because he has a wooden eye. And she's self-conscious. Yeah, she has a wooden eye. She can't afford a glass eye. She's poor, and she has a wooden eye. And he's self-conscious because he has a cleft palate. No, I still can't tell it because it's got cleft palate in it, and people have kids with cleft palates. I'm not telling it. No, I'm out. I'm off the show. I'm no longer the host. I'll renegotiate to see if I'm going to host tomorrow, start it all over again. I'll take the evening and think it over. We leave you with an invitation to visit one of the most fun stores that I've ever been in my life, and it's still fun every time I go in, and it's Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. It's not just about fun, though. It's a store where they decided when they built the place, we're not going to sell anything but just great merchandise. We're going to sell any junk. We're not even going to sell mediocre stuff. We're going to sell terrific, the best patio furniture you can buy. Patio furniture you can't find anywhere else. Yes, you can find stuff that looks kind of like it, but it's not made the same. My wife and I bought cheap patio furniture when that's all we could buy. And you do what you can when you can do it. And it fell apart and we had to replace it. It was crap. This is the best patio furniture made in the world. It's still their signature department is patio furniture. And now they've moved into furniture for other areas of the house. And when you set yourself up as, the best made patio furniture, then you need to sell the best made furniture for the rest of the house, which they do. And affordability is a matter of, you know, where are you in life and how much money do you have and are you tired of replacing junk and have you reached a point where you deserve the best stuff? And if you have, Amini's. And then, of course, yes, pinball machines. Rugs, real quickly, rugs. Greatest selection of area rugs you've ever seen. All price ranges, machine-made and handmade. Amini's in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. I know that Randy Newman is singing. I know that. And I'm going to let him sing while I thank everybody for listening. I have an exit clause in my contract. I will exercise it tonight. I'm going to call the owner, tell him I don't want to be a part of what I just heard, cleft palate humor. Yeah. And then he'll probably renegotiate with me. And I'm sure that by tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I will be back at the helm. We'll just see. We'll just see what happens tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Please thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All right,
Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.